And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil, olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generation.
The Eternal Life. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations make free time available to present The Eternal Life, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Today's program, The Image of Man, was written by Joseph Mindell.
There is a question I want to ask, and I think it is not for myself alone. But first I must tell the story as it happened. That morning, almost a year ago, most of the inhabitants were at the gate of the city, waiting. I was there, and it was strange to see so many people and to hear so great a silence. At my side stood Ezra, who said,
Benjamin, my eyes are not as sharp as yours. What does he look like?
I can see that his clothes are torn and he looks tired and bedraggled.
But his face, Benjamin, what kind of a man is he?
We'll know soon enough.
What will you say to him?
The usual things that are said on occasions like this. Welcome.
Honored sirs. What country is this?
It is called Lamed.
My name is Obadiah. My ship was wrecked in yesterday's storm. I walked far, but I could find no houses.
It is a small country. This is the only city.
Oh, please. I'm hungry.
Ezra, didn't you hear?
What? Oh, of course. Bring food for
Ezra. His clothes are wet and torn.
I'll see to new clothing myself. I'm putting you to a lot of trouble.
No. It's the custom.
I have only a few coins that happen to be in my pocket, but I'll write to my master.
Your master?
In our country, he's a very rich man. He'll send money.
It isn't necessary.
But my master always says, if you pay well, you'll be treated well.
It is not a question of paying.
Oh, I insist.
Make way, please, everybody. Make way. Food is here, Benjamin. All right, men. Put the platters down gently. The roast fowl here.
Roast fowl.
The fish here. The fruit. And the wine?
Oh, you're expecting an honored guest.
You said you were hungry.
What?
You're hungry. Eat.
Oh, honored sirs, there must be a mistake. Some bread, maybe a bit of meat, that's really enough for me.
Excuse me? Your clothes.
For me?
For you?
Oh, look, this is some kind of joke. It must be a joke, these clothes. They're fit for a king.
People of Lamed, have you forgotten the traditional greeting? The king! Long live the king!
Your Majesty, the keys to the treasury. Your Majesty.
Please, Benjamin.
The keys to the treasury.
How long will this pretense continue?
It is not pretense, sire.
Your Majesty. Sire. Benjamin, I'm Obadiah, a servant, a shipwrecked traveler. It takes a little time to become accustomed to a new station. The key. I don't want them.
You must take them. It is the law.
What law?
The keys to the treasury must be in the possession of the king.
Well, then give them to the king.
You make it difficult for me to do my duty. All right. Give them to me. But remember, Benjamin, it's only for your sake. Thank you. And now, Your Majesty, my name is Obadiah. As you wish, sir. Now they're waiting for you in the council room.
Who's waiting, Benjamin?
Officials of the kingdom. The Minister of State, the General of the Armies, the Judge Advocate.
All right, let them wait.
Your Majesty.
Benjamin, what do I know about matters of state or military affairs or legal problems?
It is not necessary for you to know. You are the king.
Why?
I beg your pardon.
By what right am I the king?
Who am I to question the right of a king to his throne?
Now, don't exasperate me, Benjamin. You're not questioning. I am.
Then who am I to answer?
I command you to answer.
You command?
I'm sorry, Benjamin.
You see, Your Majesty, it takes only a little time to become accustomed to your new station.
Stuart! Stuart! Come here at once.
I'm here, Your Majesty.
Is this what you serve me to eat?
It's a goose.
Just look at it. Benjamin, you look at it.
Does seem to be a goose, Your Majesty.
I know what it is. But notice his condition.
I see. Slightly charred at the edges.
Exactly. Am I to eat charred goose?
I remember when not so long ago a crust of bread was enough.
Benjamin, it isn't always wise to refresh a king's memory.
You may be right, Your Majesty, yet...
Well?
It's true.
Of course it's true. But the situation's changed.
Undoubtedly.
You see, Benjamin, an ordinary man may overlook a few minor imperfections. But with a king, it's different.
Is it?
Well, if you set a dish before him, it must be truly fit for a king.
That is a subtle point in philosophy, sire.
Oh, not at all, Benjamin. Well, there's one thing you must understand.
Yes?
This being a king, it isn't all milk and honey.
Thus Obadiah learned to be a king. And no one should be surprised if the learning was an easy task. He reviewed parades, visited the courts, attended the festivals, and signed the papers that were placed before him.
Oh, my wrist aches, Benjamin. Are there any more documents that need my signature?
This is the last.
Benjamin, with all modesty, I would say I make a pretty good king.
Yes, Your Majesty.
You show a distinct lack of enthusiasm.
I am not sure what measure applies to the quality of king.
Oh, come now. It's not such a difficult matter. Take taxes, for example. They've risen only moderately. That shows restraint on my part, doesn't it?
It does.
And as for the popular discontent, why, in the last month, there have been only 6 imprisonments.
The trials, I remember, were rather brief.
Surely you can judge the people's feeling from the acclaim whenever I appear in the city.
It may be that they are acclaiming the royal robe.
Oh, you are a skeptic. How can I convince you?
You might put me in prison.
Oh, no. Well, that would be foolish. No, I have a better idea. We'll leave the royal robes in the palace and go out.
Out where?
To prove what kind of king I am. Benjamin, we'll go out into the city. Tonight. Oh, wait, Benjamin. Before you knock on the door, let me look at you. You put on your old clothes. It's good.
The oldest I could find, Your Majesty.
No, no, no.
Have I done something wrong, Your Majesty?
Tonight, call me Obadiah. I give you leave.
I am honored.
And stop being a courtier. Her hands and face are too clean. Dirty them up a bit.
Yes. Obadiah.
That's better. We're ready now, Benjamin. Knock at the door.
What do you want?
A night's lodging for my friend Benjamin and me.
This is not an almshouse.
Oh, wait. Don't close the door. We can pay.
Oh, why didn't you say so? Who are you?
We're poor working men looking for a place to sleep the night.
How do I know you're not spies of the king's police?
Because we're not, are we, Benjamin?
Even if we were, an honest man would have nothing to fear.
Mm. All right. Come in. My name is Caleb.
We've eaten nothing since morning, Caleb. We'll pay.
There's only rice.
Then we'll eat rice. Hey, Benjamin.
Very well.
Why, Caleb, we're not sparrows. Is this a portion for a hungry man?
It's the same portion as mine or my family's.
Oh, you're trying to cheat us, Caleb. There against the wall is a basket full of rice.
Oh, that's not mine.
Obadiah, don't you know to whom that rice belongs?
Why, of course I do, Benjamin. It's in Caleb's house and it belongs to Caleb.
No, it belongs to the king's tax collector.
Oh, of course, I forgot.
It's a big basket. It doesn't seem right, does it, Caleb?
Oh, I'm not complaining, Benjamin.
No?
The king has many mouths to feed.
But, Caleb, if there were no king...
No king? Why, there must be a king. It is the law.
What's the matter with you, Benjamin? You know Caleb is right.
I know the law. But I'm talking now about what is right and just.
You're talking nonsense. Dangerous nonsense.
Obadiah, I think the greater danger lies not in my words, but in Caleb.
Please, I don't understand what you're saying. I pay the taxes. I cheer the king when he passes in the street. I'm a good citizen.
There, you see, Benjamin?
And besides, at the beginning of next year, taxes may be lower when the new king...
Eat, Obadiah. The food is getting cold.
It was cold to begin with, Benjamin. I want to hear about the new king.
Why, Obadiah...
Caleb, I think you have spoken enough.
Maybe you're right, Benjamin. Only one more thing I want to say. I say it every year. May the new king be no worse than the old.
Benjamin, what Caleb said last night... I want to ask a foolish question.
That is a royal prerogative.
No, Benjamin, I think you'll end your years in prison.
I disagree with you, Your Majesty.
Do you? Why?
You might have begun by putting me in prison. But since you did not, I don't think you will end by doing it.
I'm tempted to prove you wrong. But first, my question. Caleb spoke of the new king and the old one. Benjamin, which one am I? Oh, it sounds foolish even as I ask it. It's not important, you understand. It's just that it sticks in my mind.
I understand.
Answer me, Benjamin.
I am forbidden to answer.
Oh, don't be a fool. There's no one to forbid when I command.
For your own good, you should not insist on an answer.
Now you are mysterious. Answer my question.
As you wish, Your Majesty. Once you asked me how, for what reason, you were chosen to be king.
I remember.
This is how. On a certain day each year, the citizens of Lamed gather at the gates of the city and wait. On that day, according to the law, the first stranger who enters the gates is chosen king.
No matter who he is?
No matter.
That's hardly flattering.
It is the law.
Well, then, as a matter of fact, I'm not really king at all.
You live in the royal palace and sign all decrees.
That's true.
You hold the keys to the treasury.
That's also true.
Then you are the king.
Benjamin, I find your logic increasingly irritating. You know as well as I that a real king enjoys uninterrupted tenure of office.
So do you, Your Majesty. For 1 year.
An uneasy thought occurred to me, Benjamin.
It's natural, Your Majesty, under the circumstances.
In the course of the years, there should be an accumulation of ex-kings.
Yes.
Well, I haven't seen or heard of any. Where are they?
Are you sure you want to know?
I'm not a child, Benjamin. I ask a question.
At the end of the year, each king is taken to a distant island and left there. Each to his own island.
Without the royal robes?
With nothing except what he brought.
Aren't you afraid you might run out of islands?
I have never been to the islands. But it is said there are enough, taking into account the normal depopulation.
I begin to understand you better. Benjamin, you've installed many kings upon the throne.
A fairly large number, Your Majesty.
How many have threatened you with prison?
Nearly all.
I see. Yet here you are, and there... Where are they?
I do my duty.
Yes, your duty. But what that duty is not quite clear to me.
To serve as advisor to the king.
And to watch, to listen to every thought, to question
them. No. These things I do not as an official, but as a man.
Then tell me what you're after, as a man.
Someday I will. But it is not yet time.
Very well. Then I'll tell you my plans. First, Benjamin, I'll show the citizens of Lamed what it means to live like a king.
That is not an original idea, for kings, I mean.
Perhaps not, but this is. I have no intention of spending the rest of my life on a barren island, scratching food from the rocks.
At the end of the year, you must go to the island.
Oh, I'll go. But first, I'll send men to cultivate the soil, to build houses, raise cattle. And when I come there, it'll be a paradise, not a desert. There. What do you think of my plan?
Your Majesty.
Don't stop the pretense of royalty, Benjamin.
You are still the king, and I must remind you of Caleb and his taxes.
Well, unfortunately for him, the royal expenses are about to increase greatly.
And the men in prison, what about them?
They'll remain in prison. After all, Benjamin, I must safeguard my successor's reign. Well, I asked you before, what do you think of my plan?
How do you want me to answer? As royal advisor or as a man?
In your official capacity, by all means.
Then I suggest that you send strangers, not citizens of Lamed, to build up your island.
That's good advice. You know, if you serve me well, I'll take you with me.
No, Your Majesty. I cannot accept.
You refuse as if you had the offer on other occasions.
Did I? I simply meant that I must remain here when the year ends.
Steward, how many times must I call you?
Your Majesty.
Steward, have there been any foreigners asking to talk to me?
Foreigners? Oh, why should they?
Never mind why. Have there been any such?
No, Your Majesty. Besides, they would not be permitted to enter.
Well, if any ask for me, see that they're admitted at once.
But, Your Majesty, it is forbidden.
Stop stuttering and do as I say.
Yes, yes, Your Majesty.
You are disturbed, Your Majesty?
Oh, it's not serious, Benjamin. But I've not yet heard from the island. My year is almost over. Benjamin, there's something I want to tell you.
Yes?
First, dismiss the royal advisor.
I'm very glad to. Obadiah.
Benjamin, before I leave, I'm going to reduce the taxes to the lowest minimum.
For whose sake will you do it?
Well, for Caleb's, of course, and for the citizens of Lamed.
Forgive me for being blunt, Obadiah, but that is not so.
Well, I know what's in my mind.
You also know that the new king will raise them immediately. You're making a gesture, and it's not for the people.
You think I'm quieting my own conscience?
Perhaps I am.
Benjamin, what more can I do? In a few weeks, I'll be an ex-king on a distant island.
Obadiah, you don't have to go.
You know I do. It's the law of the land.
Laws can be changed. There doesn't have to be a king. The people can govern themselves.
So, that's what you've been after all along. Well, let the people govern themselves. What does it have to do with me?
You can help them, Obadiah.
Benjamin, I came here through no choice of mine. A stranger and hungry. I asked for bread. And you made me king, according to your law, not my choice. Now I'm to be sent away. Benjamin, if you total up obligations and fulfillments, I think I've done my share.
What happened to you happens in one way or another to every man. But now you have a choice.
If I stay, there'll only be dispute and violence, maybe failure.
It is a risk you must take.
But you heard Caleb. He wants a king. He can't conceive of a world without one.
All the more reason why you should help him.
But why, Benjamin? In the name of heaven, why should I help?
Because you have the choice.
That's a riddle, not an answer. If I can choose, then I must think of myself.
and go to your island.
Oh, Benjamin, I'm an ordinary man, not a hero. I don't want much. Just to live my own life in some comfort and in safety. Yes, I'll go to my island.
Obadiah, you're a lucky man.
Am I, Benjamin?
You're lucky to have found a refuge. You think is safe.
My friends, people of Lami, for a few minutes, until the ship sails, I am still king.
You look more like a scarecrow in those rags.
I see you have already deposed me. You have preserved my old clothes well. I go as I came.
Except the taxes are higher.
Oh, you're wrong. An hour ago, I reduced them.
Long live the king!
But save your tears for the new king. Benjamin, has word come from the island?
There has been no message, Obadiah.
They must be too busy to send word. That must be it.
I don't know.
But it can't be anything else. Oh, Benjamin, I've disappointed you. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, too, Obadiah. But I've been disappointed before.
Still, you'll try again.
I must.
Well, then, I wish you better luck with the next king.
Do you see him yet, Benjamin?
No, Ezra. There is no one on the road.
I wonder what he'll be like, this new king.
You say that every time.
It's natural to wonder as we wait here at the city gate.
After all these years, don't you know? He'll be a stranger and therefore humble at first. Then he'll be surprised. And soon he will be neither, but a full-fledged king.
You're tired, Benjamin.
I feel old.
Maybe you should have gone with Obadiah to his island.
I was tempted.
But you didn't go.
It's no good unless you believe in it.
Don't you believe in geography?
Ezra, I had a strange thought. I kept thinking, maybe there is no island.
Poor Obadiah. He's coming, Benjamin.
How still everyone is.
What is there to say? We're asking ourselves, who is he? What will he be like?
He will be a king. This I know. But there is another question. Will he choose to be a man?
Long live the king!
If you would like a copy of today's script, please send your name and address with 10 cents to cover the cost of postage and handling to the Jewish Theological Seminary of America, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. And now we take great pleasure in presenting Mrs. Emanuel Siner, President, National Women's League of the United Synagogue of America. Mrs. Siner.
The story we have just heard poses a question for us. Was Obadiah the victim of circumstances over which he had no control, or was it within his power to shape his own destiny? What happened to Obadiah happens in one way or another to every man. Each has his choice. Here was a man who brought nothing to this world in which he found himself, and the exalted position which became his, through no merit of his own, changed him from a humble man to an arrogant one. Yet we should not judge him too harshly, for the biblical injunction reminds us that in righteousness shalt thou judge thy neighbor. We should consider all the facts, weighing carefully those that speak for him and those that speak against him. Only then can we come to conclusions, always being careful to incline the balance in his favor. Did he have a purpose in life, and did he aim to achieve that purpose? Did he make any attempt to utilize his gifts? Did he try to leave a noble heritage for those who were to follow him? Emerson said, "To live the greatest number of good hours is wisdom. Man has the opportunity to achieve that wisdom by living the good life, by making his contribution to society, by crying out against injustice and intolerance and wrongdoing, by lending a helping hand to the weak and the distressed. The pure desire to promote the welfare of humanity everywhere should guide us in our labors. It is a desire motivated by religious and ethical concepts that have stood the test of centuries. These are days when all of us are troubled by problems beyond our control. At times they seem to be beyond human understanding. We draw upon our reserves of faith and fortitude so that we shall have the will to go on, and we learn that happiness comes to us through the performance of good deeds. Each of us, like Obadiah, has the opportunity to make his contribution to the world. We should avail ourselves of our gifts so that it will be a better world, a world in which each man can preserve his own individuality, practice his own faith, a world in which all men can be united by common aspirations and ideals dedicated to the preservation of human dignity, human freedom, and social justice."
Thank you, Mrs. Senna. Eternal Light drama today, The Image of Man, was written by Joseph Mindell. Featured in the cast were Chester Stratton as Obadiah and Santos Ortega as Benjamin. The music was composed by Morris Momorsky and conducted by Milton Katims. Cantor David Putterman sang the liturgical introduction. The production was under the direction of Edward King. This is Mel Brandt speaking. Free time to present The Eternal Light is made available by the National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations. This weekly program is presented under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.